祝兩兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
天父，今天我等甲每一位来敬拜咱的主。
Very glad that we can worship God together this morning.
可我等庆祝情人节。
And we can celebrate Valentine's Day.
所以今天最重要的是开钱的日子啊。
Today is the day the husbands would have to spend money.
情人节是庆祝疼。
On Valentine's Day, we celebrate love.
那讲到疼，无一个神，我当亲像咱的上帝。
And we talk about love, there's no love that like the love of our God.
因为咱的上帝是疼。
And there's no one like God because God is love.
今仔的信息的题目是新人甲新生命。
Our message today is the new man and new life.
希望借着约翰福音第三章，咱的话通真实深深的经历了上帝疼。
I hope that through John chapter 3, we can deeply experience the love of God.
伫咧听信息的时阵，咱要问两条问题。
As we listen to today's message, we will ask two questions.
是即罪，何咱话通搁一卖重生
？First question: Who causes new birth?
然后第二问题。
Second question:
是怎啊发生呢
？And how does this happen?
这个是真简单的问题。
These are two very simple questions.
但是这个真正重要的问题。
But they are very important questions.
然后希望这个你话通甲我同听约翰啊。
And I hope that through this we can love John together.
圣经也做本册，但是我特别喜爱约翰。约翰一书、二书、三书及启示。
There are many books in the Bible, but I especially love John, First, Second, Third John, and Revelation.
头一个是约翰较好读个。
First, because it's easier to read.
我爱较好读个。
I want something easier to read.
保罗歹读。
Paul is so hard to read.
保罗的人真正高。
Paul was a very excellent person. Some people say he wrote 13, I say he wrote 14 epistles.
14, 哇, 真高。
He was such an educated person.
但是, 真歹读。
But it's so hard to read.
特别怀疑咧读原文咧，是真歹读。
Especially those who are reading the text in the original language.
约翰, 一章哦，我当一点钟伫希腊文翻译出来。
In an hour, I can translate a chapter of John. But if I have to translate a chapter of Paul's epistle, I have to use 3 to 4 hours. There's another reason why I love John. Because I see myself in John's life. I did not like to study. John was a fisherman. And a fisherman is not educated. But when he wrote the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation, the words he used would really touch your heart. Very accurate use of words. Not the words of an uneducated person. He became a very educated man. In other words, from being uneducated, when he experienced the love of God, when he experienced God, with all his heart, soul, and strength, he shared the gospel in a very clear way and became an educated man. Why? Because he wanted to live for God. This we will see in our text today. And I hope that John's testimony would be an encouragement for all of us. Before we preach God's word, let's pray.
特别上帝求你，佮即卖借着约翰福音，对阮每一个人来讲话。
Heavenly Father, speak to us through the Gospel of John.
互阮会看到你的荣耀，经历了你的疼。
Help us to see your glory and to experience your love.
互阮活通真实、真心、真意、真力为你来活。
And help us to live for you with all our heart, soul, and strength.
安尼祈祷上主啊，圣名求。
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
约翰第三章的背景是什么
？What is the background of John chapter 3？
约翰第三章是讲到尼哥底庙来找阿弥来找主耶稣。
John chapter 3 tells us about Nicodemus who went to Jesus one evening.
伊讲一句话。
And he said.
伊观察了主耶稣所做嘅代志，伊讲你应该是对上帝，你是上帝来。
He has been observing what Jesus did, and he said, "You must be from God." It's not a question, but his response. Maybe deep in his heart, he was thinking, would Jesus confirm what I'm thinking? Maybe he wants Jesus to say, I'm the Messiah, to confirm what he is thinking about Jesus. But sad to say, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, you must be born again. This is not what the direction of Nicodemus. But this is what he needed. Verse 4 is what Nicodemus said in response to what Jesus told him. In verse 4, Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Nicodemus seemed to be ridiculing Jesus. But his question is a very important one. It's also a question we all need to ask. How can we be born again? Today we will answer two questions. Who gives us new birth? If you look at the program sheet, the answer is there. But now we want to prove it. Why that answer is correct. Because if you read John chapter 3, Jesus doesn't say that he is the one who causes new birth. He doesn't say it. Jesus only said, you must be born again. It's not in the text the text doesn't tell us who gives us new birth. But in our text today, I will prove to you that John does mention who gives us new birth. It is God who gives us new birth. If you have your Bibles, your book form Bibles, please turn to John chapter
3.
If your Bibles are in your iPads or phones, please turn to John chapter
3.
And then you go to your notes so that you can write down notes in your iPad. If you have your book form Bible, then grab a pen so you can write on it. Bibles that are written are more expensive.
This is John Calvin's book, Geneva Bible. This is John Calvin's book, Geneva Bible.
John Calvin's Bible, there's a Geneva Bible. There's a big difference between the one that has been written on and the other that doesn't have no writing.
First edition of Geneva Bible.
The first edition Geneva Bible. In the museum. But it's $100. But the one that has been written on by John Knox. $10,000. Same a museum.
British Museum.
In the British Museum. There's a difference in value between a Bible that has been written and one that has not been written. Maybe if you write on your Bibles, one day we can sell your Bibles.
So it's not the source.
Why do we say that God is a source of new birth?
So we want to see that source of new birth.
We will look at the words born again. In John chapter 3, the phrase born again occurs three times. In the text that we read today, it appears twice. First is John 3, verse
3.
In verse 3, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. second.
是第三章第七节。
John 3 verse 7.
伊讲恁的确着定头先，恁啊恁唔通以为稀奇。
Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again.
伫希腊文有两字字底下来用这个啊，底下来形容定头先。
In the Greek, the Greek has two words that we translate again.
咱只有要看迄个 again 迄字字。
We want to look at the word again.
头一个个是 anothen。
The first Greek word is anothen.
第二个是 palin。
The second Greek word is palin。
不是 palin 哦。
Not palin, palin。
啊，所以你今日那未记读下我，你茫未记这两字字，你那有圣经的写起来。
If you have a Bible, you copy those two words.
因为伫你希腊文的圣经啊。
Because in your Greek word, in your Greek Bible,
anothen。
The Greek Bible uses anothen.
So, born again, again, is anothen, not palin.
When it says born again, the word for again is anothen, not palin.
Palin is 较平常用的字。
Palin was a commonly used word.
较常人若讲记载，就是较常平常是希腊，那是希腊人，因为讲 palin。
Normally, the Greek would use palin if they want something to be done again.
但是伫约翰福音第三章，约翰特别用 anothen。
But in John chapter 3, John chose the word anothen on purpose. Why? Because anothen has another meaning. Anothen also means from above.
So if you use the Bible, if you use the Bible, if you use the King James Version, you use born again.
The King James Version translates the phrase born again. Don't erase it. But put a note that the word again also means from above. Because that's what really the Greek word means. From above. If you turn to John chapter 3 verse 31,
对天顶来的是伫万物之上。
John 3:31 says, "He who comes from above is above all."
咱英文是无，咱无看到个 again 记载迄字字。
You don't see the word again in this verse.
但是你知影个对天顶一个迄字字哦，对天顶哦，伫希腊文是 anothen。
But the word from above is anothen.
So 应该翻译哦。
So the proper translation is
是对天顶。对顶面来的生命。
It's you are born from above, life from above, not again.
但是 again 还是会作用。
But you can still say born again.
因为 again 是 anothen 的意思。
Because that's what anothen means.
但是 anothen 有加上是对顶面来的。
But anothen also means from above.
所以约翰真正清楚。
John is very clear.
约翰唔是讲，因为主耶稣讲啊，你着顶头先。
John says yes, you have to be born again.
第尼哥底庙听到的时阵，伊所听到唔是记载啊。
But when Nicodemus heard that phrase, he did not think of born again.
约翰特别记载是这个顶头，这个生出来是对顶面来的。
When Nicodemus heard it, he heard that you must be born from above.
是上帝来的。
It comes from God.
所以咱今仔是咱讲这个顶头生是上帝呢。
Why do we say that new birth comes from God?
With your Jilili Anoten.
Because of this word Anoten.There's no other
reason.
Because when we say anothen from above, we know it comes from God. It does not come from people. It's something that a man can do. It's something from God. If you've studied Greek, you know that the first three letters, Anna,
it's Omicron, it's O, it's change
The Omicron is changed. Originally, it's Anna.
Anna 就是意思是顶面。
Anna means from above.
所以约翰哦，你讲这个故事哦，伊特别用 anothen 真正详细一字字哦，来形容咱的新的生命哦，是对上帝来。
John used anothen on purpose to tell us that the new birth comes from God.
然后 anothen 甲这个 palin 佫有无相。
There's another difference between these two Greek words, anothen and palin. And the second difference is also beautiful. A while ago, I used Wen as an example. Now I'll use Tim.
Tim 今仔灵唱也水。
Tim led the singing very beautifully.
也做底歌我也爱。
A lot of the songs are songs I really love.
但是我愛伊佫加再，我愛伊佫唱啦。
I want him to sing it again.
有幾隻歌我愛佮重複。
I want him to repeat some of the songs.
所以我用 Palin 哦。
If I say, if I use the word Palin,
我愛像回家啦，回家。回家 Palin， 加再 Palin。
If I say I want to hear the song 回家 Palin，
Palin。你想问到 Palin 是咩意思不
？What does it mean if I use Palin？
我意思是我愛聽迄隻歌啦。
It means I want to hear the song again. I want to sing the song again. But not necessarily sung by Tim. Maybe Nanel can sing it. Maybe Bonnie can sing it. Maybe Dory can sing it. I just want to hear the song again. Anybody can sing it for me. That's what Palin means. But John used the word anothen.
Anothen 无同啊。
Anothen is different.
Anothen 是我那讲啊，加再唱回家 anothen。
If I say let's sing 回家 again anothen。
意思是我爱加再听着回家。
I want to hear the song 回家。
然后我爱 Tim 唱迄个回家。
And I want Tim to be the one to sing it again。
你在叫约翰的意思。
Do you understand what John is saying？
约翰用的理由是真正细节啊。
John used a very precise word. A very beautiful word. Our new birth is created by God. The source is also God. You can be born physically, that's from God. And now, you can have new birth in Christ, that's also from God. It's a something we can create. And we have nothing to do with our salvation with having new birth. Everything comes from God. That is love. Love is God doing everything for us so that we can have life and we can have salvation. That's the God of Christianity. The God of Christians is not just a God who says, I love you. But He is also the source of our life and our salvation. Yesterday, we had dinner with my family and my wife's mom. Because she lived near Robinson's Magnolia, that's where we had our dinner. Did anybody go out yesterday? Did anybody? Were you caught in traffic? We drove for a long time. And I needed 30 more minutes to find a parking space. We had to wait a long time. And after I parked and we went to the restaurant, we had to stand outside and wait. There were no seats. Many people were celebrating Valentine's Day. As I was seated and waiting, I was outside. Behind me, there were people eating. A couple was seated, celebrating Valentine's Day. And I heard everything they were talking about. I don't know who they are. And this is what I heard. This couple. The husband started saying, so guys, when you talk today, be careful. The guy said, so traffic today. My wife did not hear it because she was walking around. Only I heard it. So traffic today. And the restaurant was quite expensive. So traffic and so expensive. I don't know if the lady is the wife or someone related. How is they related?
Dapat lang.
And she said, it should be.
Dapat.
It should be.
So, 牺牲开钱，再个和女朋友还是太太讲打八浪。
So Valentine's Day is a day you have to spend and you have to sacrifice, and someone will say it's just right.
你知影听是安尼啦。
But that's love.
听是牺牲。
Love is sacrificial.
听是做出来。
Love is doing something.
上帝差派伊个独生子，伫是离家顶。表現了也聽。
God sent His Son to die on the cross to show us His love.
那種的聽，你的丈夫任何一個世上一個人無法當做到。
And that kind of love cannot be done to you by any person on this world.
但是上帝有三款用這款的聽，予咱在主裡面新的生命。
But it is through this kind of love that we can have new life in the Lord.
所以神啊，予咱。神啊，予咱新的生命。
Who gives us new life?
真正清楚 ，Anothen。
It's very clear, Anothen. It's from God.
第二个问题。
Second question.
是上帝怎啊予咱重生重头生
？How does God give us new birth?
真正清楚，真正清楚的第第五节。
It's very clear in verse 5.
伊讲主耶稣。主耶稣安尼讲，人若无对水甲圣灵生的，就未会进入了上帝国。
In verse 5, Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
你知影人哦，人诞生的时阵，肉体诞生的时阵
，When a man is born physically,
上帝做，接着父母。
God created that human being through the parents.
但是咱要得到新的生命，用个圣灵的生命的时阵。
But when we want to have that new spiritual life,
是接到水甲圣甲灵。
We are born of water and the Spirit.
灵真紧明白。
It's easy to understand the Spirit.
这个是至高圣灵。
Spirit refers to the Holy Spirit.
所以咱得到新的生命是圣灵给咱的新的生命。
When we have new life, it's because the Holy Spirit gives us new life.
圣灵若无给咱新的生命，咱就无可能有一个丰盛的生命。
If the Spirit doesn't give us new life, we cannot have an abundant life.
问题是水啦。
The problem is how do you explain water?
伫教会历史，伫2000年的历史里面。
Throughout the 2,000 years of church history, there are many different explanations for the word water. Today, I'll give you the three different explanations. I'll tell you in church history, there are eight explanations. We'll talk about three today. The first two and the third one is mine.
这个我的解释哦。
My explanation.
这个我都讲得很清楚。
I have to say this clearly.
这个我的解释哦，是我的明白啊。
My explanation is based on my own understanding.
然后现在是我的立场。
And that's my stand right now.
我无要保证将来是我的立场。
I cannot guarantee that that is my view in the future.
干哪子呢
？Why？
因为即阵我的底下。会改善、会明白的是到遐呢啦。
Because that's the level of my understanding now.
所以现在这个是我的立场。
Now this is my stand.
会唔会我若更加清楚明白的时阵
？Maybe if I understand more in the future.
那现在有时立场换的时阵哦。
And my stand might change.
希望你搁再让我搁再来徛伫遮，甲恁解释。
I hope you'll let me explain it to you again.
讲清楚，所以茫讲这个是圣经讲的，这个。有一个意见是我讲的，
所以
我的意见。
So you cannot say that that's based on the Bible, but it's really just my opinion.
但是我意见我都有证据啦。
But I need a proof for my explanation.
所以我希望我通证明了，你都跟我同意见。
So I hope I can prove that you have to have the same opinion as mine.
但是我不会讲绝对。
But it's not absolute.
所以水是什么意思
？What does water mean？
头一个是有神学家有讲水是有表了肉体的诞生。
Some scholars say that water represents physical birth.
所以主耶稣讲，你着接着水甲灵生。
Jesus says you must be born of water and the Spirit.
主耶稣就是咧讲，有肉体生，有灵命的生。
So Jesus is saying you must be born physically, and then you have to be born spiritually.
有道理啊。
It makes sense.
因为你若肉体生，但是冇包括水出来。
Because if you are born physically, water is released.
我应该对啦，doctor啊，真哦，应该有哦。
I'm right, right?
我是看神学家咧讲诶。
That's what the theologians say.
但是神学家唔是 doctor 啦。
But the theologians are not doctors.
应该是有水啦哦。
When a child is born, what fluid is released? That's what it says. That's what some theologians say.
但是我感觉唔对啊。
But I don't think that that is the explanation.
因为主无咧讲着肉体的生嘛。
Because Jesus was not talking about physical birth at all.
尼哥底母问伊是讲，我要怎啊重头生啊？
Nicodemus asked, "How can I be born again?" Jesus says, "You can be born again through water and the Spirit." A person will be born with, will have a new birth with water and Spirit. Jesus was not mentioned referring to the physical birth at all. I think this explanation is not accurate.
有第二个解释。
The second explanation.
这个欠差咱较侪人会明白。
Maybe this explanation we would understand more.
水是有表了基督教的水咧。
Water represents Christian baptism.
咱啊也侪有其他滴也侪信啊，加上信了水咧，互人会点头先，就是根据了这个圣经章。
Many theologians believe that a person can be born again through Christian baptism, and they use this verse as basis.You are baptized and God gives you new life. And because of that, there are some churches that give so much emphasis on baptism. For them, baptism is very important because if you're not baptized, you don't have new life. But there are two problems. First,
在圣经的神学里面，无这个意思。
In biblical theology, we do not find that meaning at all.
Biblical theology 无这个意思。
It's not found in biblical theology.
第二个，伊甲这个 anoten 哦，约翰福音讲的 anoten 哦，冲突的。
It's conflicting with the idea of anoten.
你听到啊，头先咪个 anoten 的意思无
？Remember the meaning of anoten?
Anoten 约翰特别讲，伊用 anoten 特别的，伊用。
John especially used the word anoten.Why? To know, so that we would know that new birth comes from God. So how can you say that a person needs to be baptized so that he can have new birth?
So this
also is conflicting with what John has said. I do not accept this explanation. Third. So let me repeat myself. The third point is my position now. Some people say that water and the spirit refer to the same thing. Both water and spirit refer to the Holy Spirit. In English, we say, how can that be? But in Hebrew or Greek, there's parallelism, and you're allowed to say the same thing twice. I don't completely agree. But with this thought, I'm going to say my opinion.
我意见是，有影是讲着圣灵。
Yes, it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
但是个水哦，唔是真正咧讲着圣灵。
But water doesn't refer to the Holy Spirit.
但是个水是咧讲着，这是我意见哈。
Now this is my opinion.
这个水哦是咧讲着上帝话。
Water refers to the Word of God.
所以你讲哦，这个牧师清晒讲水呢变成上帝话，是咪
证据 ？You might say, how can the pastor say water is the Word of God? Does he have a proof?
这个是我的证据。
This is my proof.
First,
Ephesians 5:26.
耶尼讲，这个是主耶稣啊，这是保罗咧讲着主耶稣甲教会的关系。
In Ephesians 5:26, Paul is talking about the relationship between Christ and the church.
伊讲，要用水才着多，将教会洗清，成做圣洁。
In verse 26, it says that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Paul used the word water to represent the word. That is why I say water refers to the word. You might say there's only one verse. There's another verse, Psalm 119, verse 9. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. As a Christian, how can our ways be pure? By living according to your word. We are cleansed by the word of God.
So,
today, my stand is word represents the word of God. Today, you have new life. You can be saved because of these two things. First, because of the Spirit. The Spirit imparts life to us. And because the Holy Spirit imparts life to us, we can respond to God.
The
eyes of God, we are enemies of God and we are dead. The dead cannot respond. Right? If a loved one has passed away, even if you tell that person 1,000 times I love you, that dead person will not respond. If you say I love you to a dead person and that the dead person responds, you might run out of the door. How can a dead person respond? In our thoughts, we cannot imagine that happening. A dead person can respond if he's given life.
So
we can love God not on our own. We can respond in love because the Holy Spirit gives us life to respond. The Spirit gives us life. And the Holy Spirit removes our blindness and our deafness. So that we can see what? So that we can see the beauty of God in His Word. You might say, I believe in Jesus because someone shared the gospel to me. I didn't even read the Bible. But the gospel that was preached to you was a gospel that is in the Bible. You heard the word, you read the Bible and you understood it because, and you respond to it because it's the Holy Spirit who gave you life. This is love. When we were His enemies, Christ died for us. When we were His enemies, the Lord gave us life. When we hated God, when we did not love God, the Lord has forgiven us. I have an uncle who does not want to believe in Jesus. I might have shared this in one of the Bible studies. I did not want to meet him before. Especially when he knew that I was studying the seminary, he wanted to see me, but I did not want to see him. He's not a Christian, but he has read through the Bible 10 times. And at that time, he has read the Bible more than I have. And he read different versions. He wants to see me because he knows that I'm in the seminary. And when he sees me, he wants to argue with me. Now you understand why I don't want to see him. And he would argue with me, and I cannot out argue him. Because he's blinded. Let me ask you. This is his question. Is the Bible accurate? Who killed Goliath? Who killed Goliath?
David.
You know the answer? And he said, it's not true. Said, someone else killed Goliath. There is someone else who
killed.
Because in Chronicles, it has a different record there. And he says it's different. It's not accurate. Do you know that there's someone else who killed Goliath? You are like me. We haven't read enough. This is my uncle's question. If you just entered seminary, won't you be scared to meet a person like that? I will not answer that question. You go and think about it. Do you know how he believed in Jesus? Today he's a believer already. Today he's a believer. Because someone asked him a question. One time he wore a very beautiful watch. And he showed a beautiful watch to my mom. And my mom said, wow, what a beautiful watch. And he said, this is made in this and that place. And my mom said, I don't believe you. No one made that watch. He said, you don't know what you're saying. And my mom said, you also do that. I'm thankful I have a mom who would say things on my behalf. And she said, you also speak that way. You say, there's no God in this world. You say that a watch, a small thing as a watch, has to be made by someone. But you say that this beautiful world does not have a God? And this caused him to start thinking.
And
I believe that at that time, God started to work in him and started to give him new life. That's the gospel my mom shared. Doesn't even talk about Jesus dying on the cross for you. She only said, you say that the world, no, there's no God in this world. And he started reading the Bible. And after he read it, it was different. He saw God. He read through Genesis, through Revelation, 10 times, and he did not see God.
But when
God called him to new life, he saw God. And my uncle told my aunt and his son, I'm going to church. At that time, I was a senior pastor of UC
Pasay.
When I saw him in the congregation that morning, I almost fainted. This person has never entered the church. I don't want to see him. How come he's here this morning? But that morning, when he came, he has already been saved by God. This is God's work, completely God's
work.
Maybe his conversation with my mom was part of God's plan. God used my mom. But we are only God's instruments, and we cannot even help a person have new birth. This is completely the work of God. We can see from the Old to the New Testament that this is the work of God. We see Abraham becoming Abraham. God made a new person.
圣经在哥林多后书第五章十七节安尼讲。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says.
伊讲若有人伫基督内，伊就是新造的人，旧的已经过去，拢变作新的了。
Second Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
上帝唔是用旧人变作新人。
God doesn't make a new man from the old man.
上帝是做一个新人。
God creates a new person.
你若是基督徒，上帝是。你甲我是上帝受造的新人。
If you and I are Christian, then we are a new creation created by God.
这个是真正奇妙的一件代志。
This is something really amazing.
伊唔是将这个破衫给补充做新。
He doesn't make a new dress out of an old one that he would mend.
伊是充这个新衫。
God would create a new dress.
这个甲华人教会、顶爱华人教会的信学有淡薄无同啦。
There's a slight difference between what we have just said and the beliefs of the old Chinese churches before. Let me explain.
伊过去也做咱的牧师的思想哦，是讲伫主内面咱有一个新人。
The older pastors used to say there's a new creation in us.
但是咱内面有关有一个旧人。
And they say that there's still the old man in us.
所以在我们一个人里面，一个基督徒里面，有一个新人，一个旧人。
So in a Christian's life, there's an old man and a new man.
所以在犯罪的时候，
When we are sinning,
谁赢？
Who's winning?
旧人赢。
The old man, the old creation.
如果没犯罪，
If you don't sin,
新人赢。
The new creation, the new man is winning.
所以这个是在神学里面，看到这两项是在争辩。
The two are struggling.
最坏的旧人赢。
If you do something bad, the old man is winning, the old nature is winning. And if you do what is right, the new creation is winning. That's not in the Bible. The struggle is not between the old man and the new man. Because in 2 Corinthians, it's very clear, the old has gone, the new has come. In Christ, we are given a new creation. The old has gone. In the old theology, we believe that the old is still there. And because the old one is still there, when we are struggling, it's the fault of that old man.
This is a big problem.
If that is our theology, that's a big problem. Because if you still believe that in a Christian there's the old man and the new man, you need to see a doctor. You need to go to the psychiatrist.
Why?
Because in psychiatry there's a kind of disorder.
英文是叫做 multiple personality.
Yeah, multiple personality disorder.
笑啊
That person is crazy.
有时也变成古人，有时也变成新人。
How can you be old person now and new person another time?
所以，基督徒变成安尼啊
Are we like that as Christians?
啊，这个唔对啦。
That's wrong.
咱无古人啊，咱伫主内面，咱有得着新，咱是新造的人。
In Christ, we are a new creation. The old has gone.
但是问题是讲，今日是咱的犯罪啊，
咱
是完全是新造的人。
If we are a new creation, why do we still sin?
We sin
because there's a struggle in us. But that struggle is not between the old man and the new man. But it's the struggle between the new creation and our sinful nature. The flesh.
是这个情欲，这个身体，这个情欲的争辩。
It's the struggle between the new creation and the flesh.
所以，咱唔再爱主要过来。
That's why we want the Lord to come again.
咱爱主要过来，唔是只有要甲主同徛起啊。
We want the Lord to come again, not just so that we can be with Him.
今日是咱爱主过来，因为咱要通得着荣耀的身躯啦。
Because when the Lord comes again, we will have the glorified body.
咱的心已经，咱伫主内面，咱的心已经新的咯。
Because in Him we will have a new nature. Because what the struggle we are facing is because of our flesh. Our eyes still want to see wrong things. And our lips want to say something wrong. One day we want Jesus to come again so that when that day comes, He can get rid of this flesh and we can have the glorified body.
所以听清楚，
Listen carefully. When you sin, it's not because the old man is winning. And if you're not sinning, the new man is winning. You have to remove this theology. This is wrong.
You need
to see a doctor. Even the pastors cannot help you with that problem. And maybe the doctors cannot help you too. When we are struggling, it's a struggle between the new nature and our flesh. Every time we sin, may we desire that the Lord comes soon. Because we don't want to sin. May the Lord help us. For those of us who have not yet believed in Jesus, after you have heard the message and understood the message, if you have understood that Jesus died on the cross for your sin and for my sin, if you understand this message now, it's because the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Quickly come to the Lord and cling on to the Lord. And for those of you who have already believed in Jesus, I believe you have experienced the love of God. You understand today's message. But the question is, how will we respond? Usually I end my message here. But let me add a bit. I encourage everyone, as you depart from this church and you go home, reflect upon the love of God. He did not only die for us, He did a lot for us. He gave us new life. And after you've reflected upon it, ask yourself this question: how can I respond to the Lord, to the love of God? How will I live for Him? I don't know what situation you are in today. Maybe you have a problem at home. Maybe there's a problem between your relationship with your spouse. Maybe there's a business problem. Maybe you have a problem with the government. Maybe you have problems that people cannot understand. Maybe you are struggling. Should I live for God or not? I hope that as you reflect upon the love of God, that you will decide and commit to live for the Lord this week. It's not easy to live for the Lord. It's easy to say, but difficult to do. Let us respond to the love of God by living for Him this week. Because after you've done it in a week, it means it's possible to do. And if it's doable, then you can continue doing it. No matter what problem or sin you're facing, let's commit to live for the Lord this week. He has shown us His grace and His love. Let us pray. We do delight. Amen.